From Washington, it's VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Hillary Clinton claimed the Democratic presidential nomination Tuesday, which would make her the first woman to represent a major party in the race for the White House. Speaking to her supporters, Clinton said the victory wasn't just for her.
It belongs to generations of women and men who struggled and sacrificed and made this moment possible.
Her Democratic rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, has given no indication of conceding and has vowed to fight on. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump spoke earlier on Tuesday and attacked Clinton, accusing her of selling access to the State Department when she was the secretary. The sharp-tongued Trump said Clinton and her husband, former President Bill Clinton, have turned the politics of personal enrichment into an art form for themselves. He said his goal is to bring people together and has promised never to back down from a fight or let his supporters down. A suicide bomber detonated a car bomb outside a police headquarters near the town of Midyat, located near Turkey's border with Syria. The attack killed four people, including a pregnant police officer. As many as 30 people were injured due to the explosion. Reinforcements from Turkish security forces are being sent to the area. The Interior Ministry officials also say authorities have strong evidence that the PKK carried out Tuesday's attack in Istanbul and the Wednesday bombing in Mardin. There has been no claim of responsibility for Tuesday's explosion that left 11 people dead. Afghan authorities are disputing police reports that insurgents abducted nearly 50 passengers from a bus in Kunduz province in northern Afghanistan on Wednesday. No group has taken responsibility for the incident, and the government says that there are about 8 individuals still being held. This is VOA.